Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 2011 was a very good year for the war on drugs. No, not that war on drugs. I mean the Philadelphia band, who, with their blend of heartland Americana and indie rock, probably had a better year than the Justice Department. The War on Drugs' second full-length release, Slave Ambient, was named one of the top 50 albums of the year by the influential website Pitchfork, and the year ended with a number of high-voltage, sold-out shows. And last night, they made their TV debut on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Today, they're here in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Black Waterfalls. This is The War on Drugs.
Thank you.
That's The War on Drugs, live on Soundcheck, and a song called Black Water Falls. Let me introduce you to the band. Adam Grandisiel singing and playing guitar, David Hartley playing bass, Robbie Bennett playing the piano, Stephen Ergo playing the drums, and Blackwater Falls appears on the band's latest album called Slave Ambient. Adam, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So, a lot of your songs, I mean, you're a city band, you're based in Philadelphia, but a lot of your songs seem to be about open spaces, farmland, traveling, rambling. Yeah. Where is that coming from?
Well, I think, personally, I've spent a lot of time traveling the last, 10, 12 years, even though I've lived in Philadelphia for about eight, But before that, I tended to move around a lot in California or in, Massachusetts or parts of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think when I'm working on music and I'm working on lyrics or sounds or the way a song feels and I approach, the lyrics however I do, I think that's just something that comes real natural and, makes a song feel like, it's kind of unique. Myself and the band,
It also adds to the real kind of, people have referred to the band's kind of roots or Americana element. I mean, there is something very American about a lot of the lyrics.
Sure. Yeah.
And people have compared your singing to, maybe 1970s era Bob Dylan or Tom Petty. Are these guys, were they influences on you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to, make, guitar-based rock music without having grown up, with those guys.
Right.
But yeah, they were huge influences. But
now with the new record, with Slave Ambient, it to me, it almost sounds like a Tom Petty record produced by Brian Eno.
Right,
So, the idea of the producer sort of working hour after hour in the studio and creating something in the studio, is that how this record happened?
Yeah, for sure. We did some of the stuff, approached it live as a band, And a lot of the stuff was done at various places or started at my house, and songs would go through tons of transformations, parts getting sampled down to, 4 seconds and then looped and then, I guess the whole point with me is when we were working on it was always to keep your mind open to, going into a direction that you didn't really expect yourself to go into. And sometimes when you're working on a song and something reveals itself, whether you didn't bring up the drums this time and you hear it for the first time without the drums in it, to go in the direction of the moment. And so a lot of the songs were just a collection of moments over a year. I guess it took about 3 years to record it and finish it and do everything. So the songs were piled, pieced together from all these different moments of inspiration, and
which might explain why some moments come back. There are recurring things as you go
through
the album.
Yeah, some of the instrumentals, I included them just because I wanted to kind of show where a song originated or where it might have gone, and it kind of helps tie everything together.
The band is The War on Drugs. They're performing for us here in the Soundcheck studio prior to a European tour that starts next month. They'll be back here in New York in April. You want to do Brothers next?
Yeah, we're going to do Brothers.
All right.
Probably one of my favorite War on Drugs songs.
This is from the album Slave Ambient, but this is a live performance in the Soundcheck studio.
Why they didn't take me. Looking out I've been looking down at the window on the floor, babe. I've been looking down and I've been dying.
Once again, The War on Drugs, live on Soundcheck, this time with a song called Brothers. Adam, I'll stand in line behind everyone else who's asked you the same question here, but the name of the band, The War on Drugs, where does that come from?
Where did that come from? Well, years ago, I was living in California and living with my one of my oldest friends, Julian, who's kind of our on-again, off-again road manager. And we were writing a dictionary and of things, you know,
were
we were like 21, living in California, reading, you know, like Corso and Henry Miller and going through that whole phase. And so we were writing a dictionary of all these things.
I've never been through the dictionary writing phase, though.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I don't really remember the phase either, so maybe that has something to do with it. Well, anyway, so we were like defining the Pacific Ocean, you know, and writing like a, you know, 15 line kind of definition of that, what it meant to us at the time, you know. And one of the things, and Julian was like, wrote The War on Drugs. And right in that very moment, I was like, oh, that'd be an awesome name for a band. He was like, yeah, it would be a good name for a band. Also, because it has the in it.
Right.
A lot of people say War on Drugs, and it doesn't do anything for me. It has to.
You have to
have
the
War on Drugs in there.
So you're the anti Talking Heads, where people used to always say the Talking Heads.
Right. Yeah.
But they weren't.
Exactly.
They
weren't. Right.
It was.
And then, you know, I guess over time, I just, you know, and the music started to like, I guess take on the sound of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the name was, I don't know. I feel like when I decided on the name, I thought that could be a band that could sound like anything. You know.
Right.
And I think the kind of music we make. I don't know. I feel like we can do whatever we want in a way, you know?
Well, the band is called The War on Drugs, and the latest album's called Slave Ambient. I want to give people a chance to actually hear a little bit from the record.
Sure.
This is the song called Come to the City, which actually begins with one of these kind of soundscapes and then goes into the song proper.
Yeah.
Come to the City from the album Slave Ambient, the second full-length record by my guests, the band The War on Drugs, based in Philadelphia. Adam, it wasn't so many years ago that people, especially musicians, were referring to Philadelphia as the sixth borough, you know, the sixth borough of New York. Is that still happening?
I don't think so. Definitely not people from Philly refer to it as that.
Okay, so...
But, I mean, for us as a band, I think it's great how close to New York we are. You know, I think we take it for granted being able to, like... Especially when you're starting out and, like, coming up to play pianos on, like, a Monday night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, one of the... Not the most glamorous of shows, you know?
Yeah, but like... But 2 hours in the car,
yeah,
and there you are.
We played it for so many times, yeah.
So last
it's
night,
a great place to play. I mean,
last night on Jimmy Fallon's show, you guys
Fallon
played live,
night.
And sitting in with you, Philadelphia's own Questlove.
Questlove, yeah, and Tina Fey was on there as well.
Yeah, so a Philadelphia happening in that New York studio last night. Adam, to you and the rest of the band, thanks so much for coming in
thanks
and playing
so much
for us.
Yeah,
the pleasure. Band is The War on Drugs. This is Soundcheck. We heard the War on Drugs song Come to the City before, and this is the City Reprise, one of the instrumentals on the album, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, Music in the Delivery Room. Reports are in that pop star Beyoncé was listening to Luther Vandross and Sade when she gave birth last weekend. We'll take a closer look at the role music plays in childbirth, and we'll take your calls. Plus, jazz bassist and composer Ben Allison brings his band in for a live performance. And check out our Facebook page for Spotify playlists of some of the songs that our listeners were suggesting for our earlier segment today about music and crying, music that'll bring a tear to your eyes. Go to facebook.com/WNYC_soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Margaret Bresnahan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.